the U.S. gymnastics team. Suzanne Lyons, who's been on the USOC board, will serve as the body's acting CEO until Blackman's replacement is named. I'm Mike Rossia.
Equifax says an additional 2.4 million Americans were impacted by last year's data breach. However, these newly disclosed consumers had much less personal information stolen by the hackers. The NASDAQ down 23 points. The S&P is off 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Five minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And the news, as always, is brought to us by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Same great walk-in humidor, same great service. Oh, gosh, it's cold down there. Okay, speaking of cold, here's Bad Bob, who came in with icicles on his nose.
You might want to check that coffee, Linda.
Yeah. Who made the coffee
like,
today?
Like, is it working yet?
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Now,
we need to, like, jumpstart there.
Who moved this stuff around, and why is it not been moved back?
Hey, there's a wind advisory today overnight. Rain with around 41. South winds around 20 miles. Gusts up to 30. If you've not been outside, I'll tell you, it's one of those nasty days. But you know what? I embrace that. Tonight, there's going to be rain. Again, gusts up to 30. The chances it'll be around 33 tonight. Tomorrow calls for rain and snow and showers with a high of 47.
No!
Yes! And Friday night with lows of around 36, showers likely again. More detailed forecast to come later. Saturday showers with a high of 49, and again rain on 31. We forgot to bring our pads in. I woke up in the middle of the night saying, "I just don't want to go out. I don't want to go out and get the shade pads."
You didn't.
Well, I told you about it yesterday and the day before.
Well,
the pads need to come in.
I didn't realize your little hands were broken.
Well, I was busy doing other things. Partly sunny was Sunday with our high of 52.
And your little knees were...
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-7793.
I thought you were just telling me about those pads need to be taken in. I agreed.
Yeah.
I agreed. I did not say, no, they don't. I said, yeah,
so you haven't broken that code yet.
Oh. So the word, again, ladies.
That one.
Will you please bring the pads in, I guess, is the app actual
those
no don't read between
be
the lines
set. That's it, they have to
will
be set.
You please bring
you
the pads
said the
in
pads have to be you know those pads have to be brought in and I went
yeah
I agree I think it's going to rain and then I went on to other things so but if you had said
I woke up in the middle of the night thinking the pads
me,
were never moved and it's they're sopping
no,
wet
no I think they were moved because the wind blew them I
yes.
think across the yard while they were soaking them.
I'm
in
sure
fact, Elk Killer was sitting on one today.
As people are hearing
there.
This, they're thinking, oh, my gosh,
they're
we
married.
Forgot to take the
they're
pads
married.
Out. They,
so
we're not alone.
Now you made me forget what I was going to say. Oh, no, I haven't. Chain requirements.
Yes.
They're having chain checks at Lakehead there. And if you're going up the not up to 5 north, they're going to check and make sure you have chains. And I guess around the city of Mount Shasta and in Weed in that area, they're putting chains on a lot of the vehicles. So... be ready, and by, today's Thursday, tomorrow, they're looking at snow going all the way up to Seattle. Having snow all the way up to Seattle. 7 feet in the Sierras, 4 feet at Mount Shasta. So all you skiers, and everybody's going, it's Thursday. I can be sick tomorrow and leave today and get up there and start, and I can start boarding and skiing today. Be sick tomorrow morning and have the whole weekend.
The other thing is, of course, these wind gusts that are knocking stuff all over the place.
Well,
and make sure your things are
true.
Battened down.
It is true. Those, like I said, those pads are no longer where they were. And when I opened up the door this morning at 4 o'clock to let the Elk Killer out, it almost ripped it out of my hand, you know, because you're not used to
no.
I mean, the wind blowing through there, because that's a protected area around our house.
If you are towing a trailer, driving a high-profile vehicle, or even thinking about going any direction but due south, take a little extra time.
Okay.
Well, I heard our news expert on Channel 7, Mike, talk about that he's canceling a trip to Yosemite. He was going to be driving his 26-foot trailer, and so I'm not taking the chance.
No. You know, Kelly Salm wasn't there either and this morning, and I wonder if that weather had anything to do with it.
Because she comes in from Chico.
Yeah, she has to drive from there. Hey, you know, okay, you want to talk about the easiest arrest that the police in Reading have made in a long time? Okay, here it comes. Two policemen were in a coffee shop. And a horse walked in. No, this is two policemen, two Reading policemen were in a coffee shop right here in town. And this guy comes up to him and he says, look, to one of the policemen, he says, you arrested me and you turned my life around. He says, I can't even begin to tell you, you know, the change in me since you arrested me. And the policeman goes, well, you know, you're welcome. He goes, I want to buy your coffee. So he buys their coffees. And this guy, another guy comes in, he goes up to the police and he says, hey, somebody broke into my car. And they took my ID and my credit cards, and the credit card said it was used right here. So the police walked over there and they said, okay, did somebody just use this credit card? And they go, yeah, and they pointed at the guy who had just bought them coffee. Just bought them coffee by using a stolen credit card taken out of this 5 minutes earlier. Oh, come on. Linda, you're not laughing about this. It is absolutely hilarious when you think about it. Here, let me buy your coffee with a stolen. You know, he was probably thinking, this is pretty cool. I just bought their coffee with a stolen credit card.
Yeah.
Anyway, 27-year-old guy. I don't write names down because, you know, there's just too many of them to write down. He'd run out of paper. You know, thieves and bandits and stuff. Anyway, they arrested him. Took him back, which probably means he also
turned his life around again.
Well, yeah, it turns like because they turned him out in 30 minutes.
Well, I was reading something. I was to be honest with you here that I'm not sure it's funny, but it's super gross. So are you ready? Do you want to do this before we take a break?
Kind of like Ash versus the Evil Dead on
Netflix.
No,
this is gross, but it's
Ash
true.
Okay. You know what? Can you get addicted to that series or what? It is just stupid, gross.
Does Lucy Lawless still live in?
Actress Kristen Bell openly discussed her hilarious but fairly gross experience with anal worms.
Oh, no. Okay. That's enough.
No,
that's
I want to hear about it.
No.
Bring out the fat lady.
The mother of two said the preschool her 3-year-old daughter Delta attended reported a case of pinworms among students. This is important. Listen. When her daughter began scratching her bottom, Bell knew there was a problem. So she saw a little white worm, but subsequently contacted a case herself. Pinworms can live on surfaces like clothing, bedding, or carpets. According to Mayo Clinic, the small, thin, white roundworms can be contracted if you swallow or breathe in their eggs, according to the CDC.
Is the story over yet?
No! Okay, so here's ways to avoid it. Parents who read this and I hear about this aren't going to be able to sleep. But here's some ways that you can prevent them from affecting or reinfecting you and your family. Make sure your child washes his or hands. There you go. Keep your child's fingernails trimmed. Discourage your child from nail biting and scratching their anal area. Be sure your child changes into a clean pair of underwear each day. Have your child bathe in the morning to reduce egg contamination. This is important. We have kids at school. Open bedroom blinds and curtains during the day. Eggs are sensitive to sunlight. Change your child's night clothes, underwear, and bedding.
We're going to take a quick break right now. This portion of the show is brought to you by Fissure Worms. You too can have those delivered to your home from your local school. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Jam-packed with all your favorite firearms. Brands like Glock, Winchester, Remington, SIG, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and much, much more. So remember, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
A long, long time ago, Don McLean. McLean is one of America's most enduring singer-songwriters, forever associated with American Pie, and he's coming to the Cascade Theater Saturday, March 10th at 7:30. It's a rare opportunity to hear Songwriters Hall of Famer Don McLean live March 10th at the Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botts. Yeah, it's Thursday. It's usually my Trish day. But Trish is going to be on tomorrow. Congressman LaMalfa is supposed to be on tomorrow. Trish is going to be on tomorrow with me. Today we've got this young man, Robert Burke, who is 15 years old, but he is a film critic who writes all over the place for this and lives right here in town and is going to be on with us to tell us what he thinks about Oscars.
By all over the place, is he a social media star?
He's on News Cafe.
Yeah, okay. They just did a wonderful article on him as well to interview him. Super, but he does write article for the A News Cafe. Yeah. And he's Michael Burke's son, like you said. And he's been published many areas. Yeah. So can't wait to hear. You know, it does take not since we've had Cecil and Ebert.
Siskel and Ebert.
And I used to listen to these guys all the time. Siskel and Ebert.
The thumbs up, dudes.
The thumbs up or thumbs down.
Brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, a locally owned, locally operated, right here in town. Their newest bank, newest branch, of course, at 1845 California Street. Cornerstone wants to work with people. They've expanded their hours. They've lengthened their hours. They have drive-through hours, lobby hours. They have it all because they want to help you. They want to help local businesses and local people move their dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, today at 6 p.m., Travis Allen will be Let's Take Back California on today at 6 p.m. at Lulu's. This is an organizational meeting to be there, but they're going to talk about how to save California. And let's just, you know, as we say that California has, by U.S. News and World Report, has rated California dead last in quality of California, dead last in quality of life.
Hmm.
It's beset by money problems, even though, oh, no, they've got a, maybe, but, you know, it also hinges on, but the number of, we have money problems, we have infra, AB-109, let me help you with that one. AB-109 came out, and then the rest of these, and all of a sudden homelessness went sky high. Rudeness, can you believe that? Rudeness
really
is also a problem. costly housing. And as you know, I mean, places down in San Francisco and the Bay Area, that if you're making $200,000 a year, you can't find a place to live down there because it's way too expensive. Anyway, all of these things have added up. And education, even though education, you're in the bottom, but you're in the bottom half of the country, even with all the money we spend on education. You're still in the bottom half. So as far as quality of life,
feel real good about it.
Yeah, as far as quality of life, you're like last in the country.
Well, according to...
So this may be a time for the Republicans to take a shot at it.
Well, in this market watch, the rate of layoffs as measured by U.S. jobless claims fell to the lowest level since 1969, reflecting the strongest labor market since the end of the dot-com boom nearly two decades ago. Initial U.S. jobless claims fell by 10,000 to 200,000 in the 7 days ending in February.
I haven't seen that in the mainstream media. Why do you think that might be? That, you know, joblessness is the lowest it's been since 1969. Could it be because there's a Republican named Trump in the White House?
We must do nothing that gives him any credit.
And according to
and attack at every opportunity.
Do we have our guest?
We have a guest coming in.
Okay, good.
Here. So coming in, we
the
have.
The weather permit must have
come on in. Grab
hey.
A seat.
Where's his stool?
Oh, his stool is over here because we've had extra stools taken around for some reason. There you go. That happened yesterday during your watch, Bob. Don't be looking around saying where they are. You
well, good morning, and welcome to our show. How are you this morning?
I am doing great. A little rushed under the weather, but we're looking good.
Well, look at you. You're here, a culinary expert, I understand.
Yes.
And you are...
Could you introduce yourself, please?
Yes. My name's James Leedy. I run the culinary program at Enterprise High School, and we are preparing for a competition in Pomona. It's a state-led competition. We took second in 2016, and we are really looking to take first. I brought a little bit of handout. You could take a look and see what types of foods are being prepared. These students are working hard, much like a football team would in the afternoons. They spend all afternoon with me, and we train hard.
Okay, James, I frankly didn't know we had a culinary classes there. And I am just really stoked about this. But no, I really am. I think this is cool.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity. We do a career technical education program. It's called ProStart. It's sanctioned by the California Restaurant Association. And this is where students get real-world quality education, and we are really promoting them to get out into the industry and get some college behind them and land those great jobs.
Well, see, here's the thing is I'm really big on service industry and things like, you know, the technical schools. So when I see something like this, I think of all the kids that play football, and I'm glad they do. But, a much smaller percentage of them play in college, and almost none play after college. But when you've got people that are chefs and they can do this, you know, they get their they go off to their next school, the Cordon Bleu or wherever they're at, and then they go off to really, really well-paying jobs. So it's great to see people being prepared for things like this, too.
It is. And what we're doing is we are promoting our spaghetti feed. We partnered with Sons of Italy here in Reading, and they are really helping us out. And we are raising money to pay for lodging and food. And we have this spaghetti feed coming up on March 10th, and it's going to be at the Sons of Italy Lodge on Cedars Road. And there's also raffle baskets. There's a dessert auction after dinner. It'll be a silent auction, but people can go by and take a look. Great presentations, too.
Now, is this the kids going to be making this?
They are, yeah.
Okay, tell everybody what this menu is going to be. It's not your ordinary, just, hey, here's some noodles with some red stuff on it.
Exactly, yeah. We have an Italian salad with heirloom tomatoes and croutons. Of course, it's a spaghetti feed, so we'll sponsor spaghetti and Italian-style meatballs with bolognese sauce, a basil chiffonade roasted red pepper green beans, and rustic garlic parmesan bread.
Now, students will prepare a meal and then will be introduced, and they will share a presentation after dinner.
Yes, we have a great presentation put together of showing all their accomplishments and the hard work that they put in to get to where they're at now.
So tell us a little about so the money's going to go towards the kids getting to the competition. Tell us a little bit about what happens in the competition that's placed, again...
In Pomona.
All right.
Give us a little visual on that.
Yeah, the visual is we have sponsors from all over the state, master chefs, executive chefs, different restaurant owners, and businessmen that will be the judges. And it's really tough because these kids, they work in a 10 by 10 square, and they cook on two little camp stoves, and they are have no electricity, no refrigeration. It's all hand tools. So it's really utilizing all the primitive arts that we've taught.
Do they, is it kind of like what we see on TV? They're given, like, here's the items that you have to cook with, so now go for it.
Yeah, thankfully, we have a lot of prior planning that comes.
Okay,
so we get to create our own menus. However, they have to be costed appropriately. They do what they call a product check-in, so all our products have to be fresh, labeled, wholesome, just as if you would receive them at a restaurant. So they check all of that. Sanitation is huge. Ecolab is our big sponsor for that. They provide people. They watch every single thing you do. Make sure you
don't. It would look bad if all the judges got ill. Hey, how many people on your team?
We have four. So
four.
It's a four-person team. And it's not the best of what Enterprise has to offer. It's the ones that we're willing to put in the time and effort and dream big.
Wow. This is exciting. You know,
means those are kind of like the best that there are out there.
Because they
if
have
willing
the,
to dream
they have
the
will and the desire.
Okay, so is this a mainly is this a multi sex team here?
It is. Yes.
So you have male and female.
We do. Right? Yes, we have two females and two male.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it true that the male chefs dominate the cooking world?
I don't think so. I think it's a really good 50-50 split. In
is
fact,
it really? Okay.
Yeah.
It must have been an urban myth that I read that most of the – maybe it's because of the guys that have the shows or, you know, the guys.
Well, is the presentation, the pictures that you brought in, is that what you're going to be
– That is. That's what they prepared on Tuesday night.
It's scallops, isn't it?
Yes. So we have pan-seared scallops with blue grits. It's a Brussels sprout lardon, and there's a mango chutney on the side. The splatter is a blood orange and Moscato fidget splatter.
Ooh. What's now, how do you do that?
Well, the fidget splatter, you know, those little fidget spinners all everybody has.
Oh, my gosh.
So we'll place that in the center of the plate, and they spin it, and they pour the sauce over. And it just reminds me of when I was a kid with that little spinning thing in the paint.
Oh, fun. Now, so when they're presenting, they're actually doing a show in front of the judges?
Yes, they are.
Oh, how perfect. That's a great entertainment factor.
It is.
And go ahead.
We're always looking for innovation.
Oh, man.
And to stay up to date.
Okay, well, that's a beautiful. I would do that fidget spinner spatter on my at home.
You know where we'd end that. You know where that would end up at, right?
Right. Well, no. Right. It probably
would be me, Elk Killer. It'd be everywhere except on the plate.
Okay, so now, as far as the dessert, what's the wrap there?
That is a white chocolate zebra wrap. We use acetate paper, so it's a pattern. So we'll melt white chocolate. We'll pour that over it, and then when you form it into the cylinder, you peel the acetate off, and you have that nice form. Inside, of course, is where the miracle is, because we have a pound cake on the bottom that has been baked on a little stovetop, and it's full of white chocolate mousse, a triple berry compote, a little bit of lemon curd, and then garnished on top.
Okay, now, I'm telling you right now, Leedy, James Leedy. Who is the you are? You are the.
I'm the instructor.
Instructor,
yes.
For the culinary group over there at Enterprise High School. You owe us another appearance on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, I'm working with UC Davis CalFresh right now. We're putting together a competition in May, and it's going to be the North versus the South.
Wow.
North State Junior Chefs.
Okay, but here's what you owe us. You owe us coming back after the show.
Right, please.
With a couple members of your team.
Oh, we would like you to.
We'd love to have you on. We'll keep you on a little bit longer so you can tell us about it and tell our audience how it went.
You know,
I wish we could see this. But perhaps we can do is get a photo of this. And or we'll keep this. We'll get our
Facebook.
Own photo of it. And we'll put it not just on Facebook, but
what is,
on our website.
Finally, and what's the other dish up on top?
That is a cedar-wrapped salmon, pan-seared with basmati rice, brunoise, red pepper. There's a... It's a really amazing dish. We have creamed rainbow chard and, of course, the heirloom carrot flowers.
I'm going to put this out there for you. It would be really cool as a fundraiser is to, you know, have, like, say, somebody sponsored had a dinner party, and then they bought all the ingredients, and then they gave the school a fee and had these kids come and do the presentation as a little thing. I'm telling you, people are doing... fundraisers.
That's a great
idea. And it would be so interesting to see these kids and give them, like, where they can actually interact also with adults and business people who are doing other things in life and want to have this experience, but people want to mentor these kids.
Excellent. You know, these kids are on fire. And as they start getting better and better, it really lightens them up. You see their countenance change. They become very equipped. Last thing on our spaghetti feed, this is going to be on March 10th, and I'll leave some flyers here with you.
Sure. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, they can contact me for tickets. We have several students out there with them. It's a $15 donation, and also you can get a table of eight for $100, so you save a little bit.
Okay, this is going to be on March the 10th. This is Enterprise High School Culinary Competition Team Spaghetti Feed, but all the money goes to the team to help cover their expenses when they're way down to Pomona and at the Sheraton Fairplex March 18th and 19th. It's going to be great. Okay.
And Frank Rose is here. He told you one more thing you're supposed to say. What's that?
One more thing is my team is prepared to take first and represent Team California in the Nationals. We did take second in 2016. Last year, we were so close. We had a little bump in the road on our sugar work, but we're ready to go this year.
I bet you
yay.
Will be.
All right.
Hey, look, we're going to take a break here, but we're going to be talking about this. And James Leedy and a couple of your students got to come back, win or lose. But,
all right.
But come on, you come back in and bring the trophy back so we can congratulate
them. That's
excellent.
Great.
Thank all you guys
right.
very
hey,
much.
And hey. Coming up, we have more. We've got Oscar talk coming up with, and talk about another sensational a teenager.
Mr. Burke.
Yeah, a young 15-year-old gentleman who is an expert on movies, and we're going to hear about his calls on the Oscars. This is going to be fun. Stay tuned. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and to experience this difference, give us a call 653-7793. That's 365-3793.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Jam-packed with all your favorite firearms. Brands like Glock, Winchester, Remington, SIG, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and much, much more. So remember, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Real people, real winners, looking to make memories with friends and family on the water this spring and summer? Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Land to Lake Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a brand new Ranger patio boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Earn entries all month long. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Swipe daily for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the wheels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card for your chance to win free slot play on Fridays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Friday, March 30th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger patio boat. Plus 14 lucky winners, $200 free slot play. Make this your relaxation station for fun and adventure, celebrating moments of creating memories all season long. Land to Lake Swipe to Win, a brand new Ranger patio boat. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time. Land to Lake Swipe to Win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR.
It's fire, it's freedom, it's fun and open. It's a preacher in the pulpit and you find devotion. There's something breaking at the brick of every wall. It's holding on, let you know. So tell me, do you want to go? Where it's coming.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Thursday. It's the first
day of March.
The first of March. What are we putting
comes
down?
Comes in like a lion, leaves like a lamb.
That's cute. Oh, my gosh. Hey, it's currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. Our high today will be 53 and 33 tonight. What we have today is possible thunderstorms happening. And, of course, there's a wind advisory with gusts up to 20 to 30 miles per hour. So it's nasty out there. Could be up to a half inch possible of rain tonight. Looks like thunderstorms as well, with our lows of 33 and 7 to 12 miles per hour after midnight, but the gusts can get up to as high as 31. So take note and tie things down and bring things in. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Bring those pads in that are still out there because you just told me they were out there.
They're going to fly around.
Hey, this portion of the show, speaking of cold and snow and all this, Alliance Heating and Air voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. They are the best in the North State. The only ones we let touch our HVAC systems over at our house is Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. No job too big or small over there to have Alliance Heating and Air. Now, we have Northern California's most esteemed film critic with us today.
Hello.
Mr. Robert Burke.
Robert Burke, how are you?
I am very good. It's close to Oscar time, so I always get excited.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, but you start looking when? When do you start viewing?
Oh, it starts at the beginning of the year, really. Just when, as movies come out, it's what could this movie be nominated for? And it's kind of like a year-long process.
And so you tell mom and dad, you know, but you're 15.
Yeah,
I'm
15.
So well, you see, still have to have somebody take you.
We were trying to hold this back a little bit.
Oh.
You know, it's kind of
I love the fact that,
there is no secret.
You've been doing this since, what, you were 9 or 10?
I think, yeah, around 11 maybe. It was 6th grade when I first reviewed the Lego movie. That was my first review ever.
And what did you think of the Lego movie?
I really enjoyed it, and I still do to this day.
Okay.
Now, you have the clevercritics.com. It's a YouTube channel where you actually do a video and do your, not only do you write your reviews, but you have a video chat. Tell us what that is.
Well, it's basically a YouTube video, and I will, in my room, I have a setup where I have my Blu-rays displayed and little figures, and I set up lights and a camera, and then my dad helps me put it in focus, and I start recording, and I just talk what's on my mind, and then later I edit it and turn it into a review. So I upload about, three reviews a week. It just depends on how many movies are out or how many movies I can fit in. And the videos that I record there, I send into A News Cafe, so that if you go on one of the A News Cafe articles, they'll have the video there that you can click and watch.
Okay, now, do you get extra credit for this for school?
No, I do not.
Okay, so this is purely a passion.
Do you get a lot of grief from it, from school?
No, not really. Okay. It's my passion. It's something I really love to do, and, you know, in terms of future careers, it's definitely something I'm looking at.
So we need it.
Why did you get into this? What was it about that first time that were you reading reviews? You said, geez, I wonder what this is about, and there were no reviews?
Well, it was something in my childhood, really. Ever since I was young, I loved movies. Like, at 5 years old, I told my mom and dad that I wanted to be a movie scientist, that was, like, the future career that I wanted. I grew up in a household where there were lots of movies being discussed. Like, my mom and her friend would go to the movies every week when she was having me. So it was just something that has always been in my life. But it was around 9 or 10 or so when I started looking up YouTube videos on film, and I wanted to know more about them and what it's like to review them. And then it was less about seeing them as something that's entertaining and seeing them as something a little bit higher, as you know, an art
symbolic
form.
Or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you have a ritual with the Oscars?
A ritual? No, I like to well, my mom and I will prepare dishes that are themed to the films that are nominated. So like if we were doing Darkest Hour, we would do some sort of food that was popular during the World War II era, or The Shape of Water, a food popular during the Cold War era. So we'll get, you know, a lot of food like that and eat
it
all.
So what was popular during the Cold War era?
What food?
Yes.
I'm not entirely sure. I'm guessing eggs, probably, because eggs are always popular, but I don't know.
May I?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I can't. I'll cut in the whole time.
I know you will. So your mom went to the movies all the time when she was pregnant with you then. So
yeah.
Kind of like, you were lucky that your name wasn't Popcorn then, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now, here's the other thing. Okay, so when you're looking at these movies, and we've got you for a while, so we're going to just keep picking at you to see which one you think is going to win. What do you think has probably been the movie that's had the biggest impact on you since you've been doing this?
Since, like, the very beginning of me reviewing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a difficult question, because there's all films that impact me in different ways. They aren't all good. Sometimes it's just
a
mediocre film that impacts me. Definitely The Graduate was one that I watched, and I just – it's really what it kind of inspired me to look at film in a deeper way, just because it's an example of a film that I would want to make if I were to be making films, because it's perfect almost in every single way. And it's weird to say that because film isn't perfect by nature, but The Graduate is just a film that's so close to it. I think films that have impacted me, definitely Whiplash.
Whiplash,
it came out, I think, in 2014, it was nominated for Best Picture.
No.
I saw it on, like, a Wednesday, and I wasn't really expecting much out of it. But the intense, visceral experience that it gave was just so pulse-pounding that I wanted to go see it again, and I found it really entertaining. And it's kind of what introduced me to thinking, to showing themes in films that aren't very happy. Because that's not a happy movie. The ending is exciting, but it's not necessarily happy because there's, I don't want to spoil it, but there's, if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking
about.
Have
you ever had a teacher or somebody like that had that kind of those qualities?
I don't want to say directly because they could be listening.
That means yes.
Sure.
I have. And you know what? In show business, there are the, you know, ballet instructors and other instructors that is very much the way that some people teach.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily pretty, but it does get effect.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's interesting. But The Graduate just about blew me over when you said that. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, King Kong.
Well,
so that's cool.
Yeah.
Are you into the technical shows? Or, what do they call them, the Transformer movies and all
Blockbusters like that. I enjoy them a lot, and I think that recently you've gotten some really good blockbusters, like Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Wonderful.
Which was great because it was like an 80s, it's like everything that 80s sci-fi wanted to be, but with modern-day graphics.
Love it.
So it was so great to see that.
So you like 2 better than 1.
I do like 2, but, well,
hard
to
say. I had a problem with that. See, I mean, not a problem with that because, I don't know, for some reason, 2 didn't grab me.
It didn't?
Like,
yeah, I heard that
did.
About a lot of people.
And you know, there's probably only been a couple of sequels that have really been as good or better, and one of them's Aliens.
Oh, yeah, I enjoy it. I think Alien is one of my favorite films,
yeah,
but Aliens is great.
Yeah, if you see the director's cut of Alien, it changes it even, so it's even better. But then Aliens, I think, is one of the ones that probably matched or exceeded the first one.
Mm-hmm. Those two movies were showcases for two of the best directors of our time, mm-hmm. Cameron and Ridley Scott.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Very mm-hmm. true.
I like the first one.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite director?
In terms of, favorite directors, I really do love Stanley Kubrick. He's incredible. Just it's kind of sad that he only made 10 films, but almost 2 of them are forgotten. The other 11 have all become iconic.
Eyes Wide Shut, would you think that?
I haven't seen that yet.
He's not old enough to see that. Right?
I just watched Full Metal Jacket, though, because I just got the okay to see that. I thought it was great. The middle of it dragged a little bit, but I think that was intentional because it was supposed to show just the tired, unnecessary nature of the Vietnam War. I really did like the first sequence. It was haunting and disturbing, and so was the last scene.
If you've ever been through a Marine Corps boot camp, you would be... They captured the essence of it. A guy could be a tyrant in 1 second and be like a father at the next, which I think the Emery captured. Now, you know, where the guy kills himself at the end, I mean, that... If it ever happened, it'd been so rare, you know, something like that. But still, the essence of what had happened at boot camp, and there isn't a Marine that doesn't from the beginning of that when they step off that bus doesn't all of a sudden have flashbacks.
Yeah.
So it's amazing that you said that about Kubrick, because he's not. Do you have any? Let's take a break.
When we come back, we've got about 15 minutes. But when we come back, like Oscar surprises. The top 10 films, what you think, what surprised you, and what you think is a must. Hopefully will be, or will your favorite of the 10. How about that?
Of the above. We're not going to ask you to give it away, because I know you've got something coming out.
Have a video review that'll be about like an hour long or so discussing all of this.
But we can kind of like talk a little bit about
it. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Right there. If you're looking to buy estate jewelry or of any nature, it's at Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call at 225-222-2750 or stop by 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Robert Burke. What can I say about this? A film critic at large.
I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coach, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Jam-packed with all your favorite firearms. Brands like Glock, Winchester, Remington, SIG, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and much, much more. So remember, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
To go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta. It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Tracy Edwards, and we would like to invite you to Glitz and Glamour at Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Year to Remember Roaring Twenties. Saturday, March 3rd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards, presentation, and silent auction. Celebrate the 70 organizations that received funds in 2017, with one organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Glamorous Roaring Twenties. Saturday, March 3rd. For event information, please call 242-4516.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning. By Thursday, the 1st of March. March comes in like a lion and leaves like a lamb. And, well, they are proving it today. 48 degrees, going up to 53. Rain, snow, you've got it all. If you're heading north, take chains. They're going to be checking. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. We are here with the film critic of Northern California. We have just, we're just going to.
We're really excited about you. Robert Burke is our guest. And you can go on to his personal YouTube site, The Clever Critics.
No spaces. Yeah, type it into YouTube, or you can go to thecleverCritics.com.
And you're also on A News Cafe.
I am.
Yes, and that's very exciting.
And now you're here with us.
All right, so let's go through your personal Oscar picks and why, and how about, what did we talk about at the break, perhaps?
Which ones shouldn't be in it, and which ones missed it that should be in there?
All right, so should we start with Best Picture?
Sure.
The big one? Oh, well, this was a great year for film and sort of all aspects, and that's shown in the Best Picture category because there's some classic Hollywood films in there like Darkest Hour or The Post, but you also have some really creative and inventive and whimsical stuff like The Shape of Water, and you have romantic, hazy stuff like Call Me by Your Name. There were so many great films this year, and it's so great to see the Academy Awards nominate films that aren't your basic Hollywood films, that do things that are unprecedented, and that's really cool to see. The thing is, I feel like Darkest Hour and The Post, both of them were fine movies, but I don't think either one of them belonged to be in there, because there were two films in particular that I think should have bumped them out. One is Blade Runner 2049. That was an incredible film. It was near 3 hours long, but it's
a
slow pace, but it's a film that you can never really get bored with. It's incredible, really. It masters so much of the 80s type style Hollywood, when Blade Runner was made, and it continues on that feeling. It feels like it's set in the Blade Runner universe, but it also feels like it's complete own thing. It really is an incredible film. And the other one that probably a lot of you haven't seen that I implore you guys to go out and see is Good Time. Good Time was released in August, and I think if it was in November or December, it might have been better. But this is a film about a man who basically for the entire length of the runtime attempts to get his brother out of jail because he got his brother in that situation. And it's a really difficult watch. It's challenging, and it has some really difficult, hard-hitting themes. But it is so powerful and so well done. And it depicts nightlife in New York and Queens like I've never seen any film do.
Really?
Yeah.
And who would be the stars? Is it kind of unknowns or?
That's it's Robert Pattinson, who was in Twilight, but he completely does away with that.
You'd never know with him.
Exactly.
Love it.
And he should have been, I think he also should have been nominated for Best Lead Actor because he really did dedicate into that movie. But talking about what was nominated, I have Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri as what will win, and The Shape of Water as what could win. Right now, Three Billboards is really just winning everything, and there's good reason. It's a really relevant and a really well-done film. Personally, I really want Call Me by Your Name to win. There's no other film this year that has impacted me more. It's just such a beautiful, atmospheric, hazy film, like I said earlier. It's beautiful and tragic, and anybody who hasn't seen it yet should try to go out and find it, because it is, I said at the time, and I still hold to it, it's in my top 20 films of all time.
Really?
It's absolutely phenomenal.
Okay, those are three musts.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and is Call Me By Your Name up for a Best Picture?
It is up for Best Picture. That's why I said it should win, yeah. It was also up for Best Lead Actor, Best Original Song, and Best Writing Original Screenplay. I feel like it should have been nominated for Best Director, but that's a whole other debate.
Okay,
would you say then of the ones? Okay, so you said the two that shouldn't really be there, but
right.
The actor in them, in The Darkest Hours,
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
Yes,
what's his chances?
He's up for Best Lead Actor. He is like an 80% win, in my opinion. He's won everything so far, and it's for good reason. I mean, I saw the film, my dad saw it with me, and I got to show him a picture of Gary Oldman, and he was shocked that that's what he actually looked like in real life.
Oh, no, Gary Oldman has been in so many things that you would, I mean, he plays weird characters.
Really diverse.
He was in that one with Bruce Willis on the, with about set in the future, and he had his hair spiked and all that.
12 Monkeys?
No, no, it wasn't 12 Monkeys. It was five something or other.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. So, best director then.
Best director, it's looking like Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water.
Okay.
It's a thing with the Academy Awards that there are two films that are going up for Best Picture usually, and one of them will win, and then another one of them will win for Best Director. Because Best Director is a huge honor, and it is the second biggest award, no doubt. And Guillermo del Toro really does deserve to win it. I'm lobbying for him to win. I do think Luca Guadagnino for Call Me By Your Name should win, but he wasn't even nominated. Hmm. So I do, yeah, Guillermo del Toro, he brought the movie to life. Like, there are, I saw an image of Call Me By Your Name, the poster, and they circled every single time it said Guillermo del Toro on it, and it was like eight times. Because he put his soul into the film. He produced it, directed it, he wrote it, he helped with production design, he helped editing it. He put everything into it, and it really shows because it's such an imaginative film that really does delve deeply into his mind, and it's so creative, and I really do want him to win for Best Director.
So who do you want to win for Best Actor?
Best Actor? Well, I really would like for Daniel Day-Lewis to win, because not only would that be the only actor ever to win four Oscars, which would make history, which would be really cool, but his performance in Phantom Thread,
I want to see that so bad.
Oh yeah, definitely. I don't think it's around anymore, but when you can, go check it out. His performance in that is so subtle, and it's because, you know, he's a method actor for like a year or 2 years leading up to the role. He lived like that guy every day. He learned to design dresses. He even made a dress for his wife, like a really long dress, and he put a lot of dedication to it, and it shows just because his little face movements are, you know, it's far more chilling than any big actor yelling or screaming or trying to give it their all. He is just small movements in his face, in his mouth twinges, and just the way that he walks. It's all so realistic. It's the type of thing where there's no actor.
And he's one of my favorite actors. Yes.
It's his last film, too.
Yeah, that's why I also think he should win. Yeah. It's like a send-off thing, but Gary Oldman is looking like the one who's going to win right now.
Best actress.
Best actress, I have Frances McDormand winning. I think she was great in The Shape of Water. And for a really long time,
you
I
mean
would...
Three Billboards.
Yeah, what did I say?
You said Shape of Water.
Oh, yeah, she's
great. I know
great
that's what
three
you meant
billboards.
By that.
I thought she in that one, too.
No, that's Sally Hawkins. Yeah. And I think that Sally Hawkins would be, like, the runner-up for winning. But who I think should win in this is a pick that nobody's really talking about right now, and that is Margot Robbie in I, Tonya.
Oh.
The thing is, she gives a performance best career. Performance in that... In that film, she does the best I think that she'll ever do. And she, there's a scene, because you know the story of Tonya Harding.
Right.
It was, there's a scene before she goes out on the ice for basically what is her last time. And she's sitting in front of the mirror, and she has to put a smile on because that's what the judges want to see. But she's just breaking down and starting to cry. But she tries to keep her smile up.
Mm.
And it's like a minute-long sequence that with any other actress could easily be butchered. She did such a great job with combining big acting and subtle acting, and I do think that she should win for this, but there's nothing wrong with Frances McDormand winning.
Okay, we've got to cut you off here, Robert, because we've only got a couple minutes left, but I want to read some of the things some people said. As Hollywood offered this young man a job, he is so poised and well-spoken, so much fun to listen to. You know, we ought to work something into that. We need maybe have our film critic.
I know other
here.
People have asked you, but I think that we should say it right now that we should have you on once a month.
That would be really
and
awesome.
And have you come on and talk about what movies are that we can see here
at the beginning of the month
go
that
run.
Come out.
Don't walk. Run to go see them.
Yeah,
don't bother, too.
There's a lot out right now.
We can do that.
We like you.
Last thoughts on the Oscars this year.
Last thoughts on the Oscars. I think this is one of the best Oscars in a long time. I think that you got a lot of amazing performances and amazing films. And really, every single category is at its height this year. Except for just a few. There's a lot that are like the best that they'll ever be. And overall, I think it'll be a really fun and exciting winning Oscars.
And I hope that they don't go into politics.
Oh, right. Well, that's a whole nother debate for a whole nother time. I can go into that for an hour.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's you enjoy it so much, and then but anyway,
please.
But enough of that because you were great.
Thank you so
and
much.
You are great. So yeah, we're gonna work this out. So at least once
again, tell us what your website is.
It's The Clever Critics, or on YouTube, or you can go to theclevercritics.com.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Right. Thank you for having me.
What a treat.
Hey, when we come back from the news, Dr. Pramila Dhanuka will be with us. And Pramila has, a local oncologist. And we're going to talk about it's cancer month again and how to be tested, avoided, and be treated. We'll be right back.
All right. Thank you.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta, running by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The body of a legendary Christian evangelist is making its final journey home.
In a steady Washington rain, a military honor guard carried the casket bearing the remains of the late Reverend Billy Graham down the marble steps of the east front of the Capitol and into an awaiting hearse to begin the trip back to his native North Carolina. Members of the North Carolina congressional delegation presenting Graham's family with the flag that flew at half-staff over the U.S. Capitol while thousands of Americans paid their respects. Graham will be laid to rest during a private funeral and burial at the Billy Graham Library tomorrow.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Russian President Putin says Russia has successfully tested what he calls an invincible missile with almost unlimited range. The BBC's Richard Galpin says Putin made the claim today in his State of the Nation address.
With large display screens beside him, the president described how an array of new nuclear weapons was being developed. These, he claimed, included a nuclear-powered supersonic missile, which would carry a small nuclear warhead.
A missile that the Russian leader claims cannot be stopped by any nuclear defense system. Rising 0.2%, consumer spending barely budged in January, while Americans' incomes got a bigger boost because of the GOP tax cut.
The Commerce Department says a small spending increase followed gains of 0.4% in December and 0.8% in November. Incomes went up 0.4%, paced by $30 billion in tax cut-related bonuses the government estimates were paid out in January. The Trump administration's tax cuts boosted after-tax income by 0.9%, the most in a year.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up about 8 points, NASDAQ Composite Index down 14, and the S&P is off a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
New York City man under arrest after allegedly building a bomb meant for police that killed an innocent bystander instead.
Victor Kingsley is charged with using a weapon of mass destruction and illegally transporting an explosive. In addition, police continue to search his Brooklyn home for more evidence. NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce says Kingsley left the homemade bomb on a Queens porch in July.
The cylinder IED was addressed to this police officer. We believe the IED was retaliatory for an arrest of Kingsley.
Instead, that bomb was found by the property owner who opened it and later died. Julie Walker, New York.
A Polish law making it a crime to accuse the Polish nation of crimes that were committed by Nazi Germany is now in the books. The law sparking a crisis with Israel. Holocaust survivors and officials fear its true aim is to discourage research on Poles who killed Jews during World War II. News and analysis, townhall.com. Many West Virginia public schools closed again today, despite agreement on a 5% pay hike for teachers.
Schools across West Virginia are supposed to be back in session today, but it turns out that won't be the case, even though the West Virginia House voted 98-1 yesterday to approve the 5% pay boost for teachers that Governor Jim Justice offered Tuesday. Schools in at least 53 of the Mountain State's 55 counties plan to stay closed. Hundreds of teachers are still upset over their pay and rising insurance costs. The state Senate is expected to consider the 5% pay hike today. West Virginia teachers walked off the job a week ago. I'm Mike Rossi.
An 80-pound inflatable raft crashed into a Florida home after falling off a Royal Canadian Air Force helicopter. Homeowner tells the Miami Herald she thought a bomb went off yesterday when the raft hit her house, leaving her covered in wood and dust from the roof. Happened during a training exercise. No one seriously hurt. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Okay.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is March the 1st, and what they say is March comes in like a lion and leaves like a lamb. Well, the lion is roaring today. Well, 5.5 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock here. And the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great service over there. Great walk-in humidor. So much they do for our community. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. What's the weather look like today?
Currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 53. What we're looking for today, we have a wind advisory and possibly thunderstorms. We are going to have winds with gusts up to as much as 30 miles per hour. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half inch are possible today, Thursday night. Tonight, with winds that can be up into 31 miles per hour, with our cloudy and our lows of around 33 degrees. Tomorrow, rain and snow showers likely before 10 a.m. Some thunder as well is possible with a high near 47. Chance of snow accumulation less than an inch is possible. And tomorrow night, Friday night, cloudy with a low of around 35. Again, gusts of wind up to 21 miles per hour. That is why we have the wind advisory going on now that lasts at least a couple days. Now, Saturday we have showers with thunderstorms again, and Saturday night looks like it's a real low of around 31. Sunday, partly sunny now. We come back to sun with 52, 32 in the evening, and Monday calls for mostly sunny with a high near 56. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 34. So, look out this weekend as we have that wind advisory and possible snow. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Today is March the 1st, and today is another, you know, every month has got a, as much as I hate to say this, it's probably got a cancer awareness month, a different type of cancer. And we have with us Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
An oncologist over at Pace Cancer Center. And this month, I think it's the colon cancer.
That's right.
Or am I correct on that one?
You're absolutely right.
And here's, I did my part because last month, and I've shared this with everybody that wants to hear, and if not, I tell them anyway, that I had a colonoscopy. I shame my friends into who have not had one. Because, as I've learned from you, is that colon cancer is one of the three cancers, if caught early, is totally curable.
That's correct.
And so I set up every 5 years to go on down there and have your very humorous husband do this to me. I'm not sure if that's the right term, but do the examination over his place, which, by the way, is great. Also, I mean, brand new building there and everything. So, good morning.
Good morning.
So, you're here today. Well, first of all, we just admire the fact that, you know, your specialty isn't oncology, but you're here because this month is about colon cancer. Tell us about some of the warnings. What would, if somebody doesn't go have a colonoscopy for some stubborn reason, what would be some of the warning signs that one may experience?
Warning signs, there can be many. I mean, basically, we are trying to prevent cancer. See, remember, like other cancers we discussed before, same rule applies. If we find cancers early, we can cure it. We don't have to deal with it in future. But if we find it late, there's not a whole lot we can offer. It we just buy time, right? So colon cancer, fortunately, is one of those that if detected early, we can really, in real terms, cure. So there is, but it is stubborn sometimes. It does come back sometimes. Early signs of, it can be, you can have a rectal bleeding. It may be bright red. It may be dark color. Abdominal cramping, abdominal pain, intermittent, or it could be other GI symptoms. You could have sometimes even upper nausea, upper GI symptoms can be there. Any change in bowel movements, like your pattern, everybody knows their pattern, right? How they go. And if there is change in the pattern of your bowel movements, pay attention to that because that's a very important sign that something is going on there. That's why the pattern is changing. So these early signs can help to alert any person to seek a doctor's help. And if they can test it, if they don't have to do right away colonoscopy, but if tested, they can do very simple tests in the doctor's office, stool occult blood test or fecal immuno assay testing. Those two are very commonly available. And nowadays, even Cologuard is available in quite a lot of doctor's office. So they can test it early just and guide the patient towards colonoscopy if they think it is needed. Colonoscopy is the ultimate gold standard. There is nothing that can beat it or replace it. At the end of
ultimate gold standard. I like that. And you know what? Colonoscopies are paid by your insurance. It doesn't cost you anything.
That's right.
I mean, it's totally paid for.
That's right. There are newer, avenues nowadays. People discuss about CT colonoscopy, which is you go under the machine CT scanner or Cologuard and think that it's a they can replace colonoscopy. I don't think that is possible because, first of all, they don't cover all aspects which colonoscopy does. Colonoscopy is the only one that is preventable for your cancer. Meaning, let's take a step back. What I'm trying to say is cancers, colon cancers in our body are formed from accumulated mutations in the colon mucosa, right? And polyps, hyperplasia, polyps, adenomas and colon cancer. That's the sequence usually it works out.
Mm-hmm.
It usually takes by anywhere from 2 to 5 years to from a hyperplasia stage to develop to a full-blown colon cancer. What colonoscopy does is it prevents cancer, which now no other thing does because when the doctor is going in looking at the colon at the same time, they are taking out all those polyps away, which would be potential cancers in future if left untouched.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then they do a biopsy on them.
Yeah, right? They do a biopsy on them. They're taking away, clearing up the colon with all those polyps. So that's the thing that no other modality does.
Well, that's the, and that's what.
And that's why it's recommended.
Yeah, not to get too graphic here, as we were talking about anal worms this morning. that's in school. But the if you have a polyp. I guess I did, but but then I get a phone call like 7-8 days later and they say, just to let you know that, it was totally, totally negative and you don't have to come back for 5 years.
So
that kind of thing.
That's why they have this long periods. Colonoscopy, usually if everything is clear, it's every 10 years as a preventive measure, as a screening measure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. If they find something, they tell you, depending on what they find, how frequently you need to come back. Sometimes it may be 5 years, sometimes 3 years, sometimes more or less, depending on what they are finding. So that's my take on that is that it's really good to pay attention and be safe.
We're here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of Pace Cancer Center, a well-known oncologist in our town. When she comes on, we talk about cancer, cancer prevention, cancer, like Linda was asking for, symptoms. There are cancers, if caught early, are totally curable. I mean, 100% curable. That's Others, right. if they're caught early, are treatable.
That's
and
right.
we want to talk about those. This portion of the show is talking about treatable. North State Security, you call them, and they will be able to treat you to safety in your home. In your business, is that? Did I reach for that one a little bit?
No.
Because
stretch.
You never reached.
Just a little reach. But the reason is that they have been in business. They're celebrating their 50th year, and if you just heard what they said about how North State Security takes care of a lot of the areas around here. In fact, one where the new North State or Northern California Catholic Social Services has got a housing area out there, and they have North State Security as the people that are there making sure those people are safe. North State Security has got a program that can get people there at your business or your home in less than 10 minutes. Yeah, think about that, in an average of 10 minutes or less. Give them a call, 243-0295, North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back after these messages.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's Tasty in our 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. And Thursday, and it's Linda, not Trish.
Good morning.
Because, people you want to be with today.
As soon as I heard the promo was coming in, I was like, well, I hope Trish will switch out with me because, and then, of course, our movie critic, that was a gas.
Yep. Yeah, well, Trish is going to be with me tomorrow as we welcome Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Will be with us tomorrow. 48 degrees, going up to 53 today. It's rainy here on March 1st. Talk about snow, 4 feet of snow up at Mount Shasta over the next day or two. Thinking of all the people that are getting off work today so they can go up and ski and snowboard and miss work tomorrow. So if you have a bunch of people don't show up tomorrow at work, you know where they are because they're skiing or snowboarding for the whole weekend.
That's
and then
right.
The Sierras are getting 7 feet of snow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you have a iDevice, get yourself the Dark Sky app. Or if you have Android, you can use Storm or Weather. I do not recommend Weather Channel app, personally. But there's a number of weather apps that will keep you informed on what's happening, especially if you want to go up in the mountains.
That's it.
Don't go up unprepared.
They're talking about they're doing chain checks, or they were an hour or so ago. If you're going up north on 5, a lot of the vehicles are being told you have to bring chains. But have chains, yes, to have chains with you, but maybe not put them on.
Well, if you're just tuning in, our guest this morning is Dr. Parmila Dhanuka, who's an oncologist and has Pace Cancer Center. And this month, it's, not that all cancers are important to diagnose and look at, but this awareness month is colon cancer. And if you heard the first part of our program, we were talking about colonoscopies. And that insurance, talk about insurance. Insurance has come on board now and said that this is part of a preventative for anybody who's insured to know that this is covered because it's a preventative as far as long-term health.
Yeah. Colonoscopy has been standard for a long time, and insurances have no problem paying for it. I think there is no issue there. There are certain new things, like I said, they are coming up and people are trying to replace it, but they may have, because they are new, but eventually you end up, even if they come positive, if a CT colonoscopy is positive, what do you do? You still end up getting a colonoscopy. If a Cologuard is positive, what do? You still end up getting a colonoscopy. So at the end, all roads lead to colonoscopy.
All roads. Yeah, I bet other Dr. Dhanuka is happy about that. No matter what you do, I'm going to eventually see you, or at least parts of you.
Well, how if one, say they come out and their colonoscopy, they come out and they find that they do have colon cancer. Is there like a certain avenue? I'm sure there are several ways that you would treat, but what would be a standard treatment? I know we're talking about prevention, but let's talk about the whole aspect of one, if they do find out they have colon cancer of the colon.
Sure, yeah. If we do find out that somebody has a cancer, we go through a process called staging. So we put the patient through either CAT scans, PET scans, to see if it's spread anywhere else. Then a complete staging is done by an oncologist, and you assign it to stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, or stage 4, whichever category it falls at, depending on what we find on these investigations, right? And once we know what stage we are classifying this, and then we know what to do for them. So, for example, if it is stage 1, which means the cancer is small and it's limited to where it started, usually all you need is resection, surgical resection for it, and people do fine, and you don't have to do anything else most of the time, right? If it is stage 2, which means cancer is bigger in the area where it is, or it's perforated locally or advanced, you may need additional radiation sometimes, or even high-risk stage 2, sometimes low-risk, small-duration chemotherapy as well, which has started coming about. But most of the time, we don't do chemo or radiation in stage 2 also, except surgery. Surgery, of course, we have to take the cancer out, right? Stage 3, on the other hand, becomes very important in the sense by stage 3, the tumor cells are found in the lymph glands around them. So then, as soon as the lymph glands are positive for the cancer, we know it's stage 3. There is a higher risk of metastasis. There is a higher risk of it coming back. So more aggressive treatments are recommended. You may need additional radiation. You may need additional chemotherapy. You actually need additional chemotherapy. It's not may. You will need additional chemotherapy. Certain situation where medically we cannot give it to the patient, that's a different story. But oncology-wise, you will be recommended to take chemotherapy. Stage 4, of course, we all know it's the worst one and already advanced and spread to other parts of your body, even if it is adjacent. But it's a separate organ, then it becomes stage 4. So in that situation, chemotherapy is the only way to go, and then that tries to buy time for as long as we can. Fortunately for us, we have good number of options chemotherapy-wise that even patient with stage 4, who meaning has an advanced and worse disease, even they survive for nowadays at least 3.5 to 4 years with medicines, as long as they're responding. So there is hope. What I'm trying to say is even for those who are in worse situation, there is hope down the line there.
Are there new cancer cures coming up all the time?
All the time.
We hear things like, what is it now, using the DNA or not DNA, but your
immunotherapy.
Immunotherapy, yeah.
Fields of investigations, research that have come up, and we are actually going on right now on this immunotherapy in all cancers, pretty much. We do have established role in some of them already, but they are looking into pretty much every cancer where our immune system fights back against the cancer.
Okay.
So that is a very new and with minimal side effects. We can take care
So you can boost up your own immune system.
That's
to
right.
fight it, which
yeah.
is what you're trying to do
which
anyway.
What you're trying, yeah. So because cancer, when it's growing or developing, what it's doing is it's using our immune system to go against us. Okay, it's using our immune system to grow itself. Or the immune system is not able to detect it because it's using some certain things. So it reverses the process in the sense our immune system is able to find it and is able to take care of it. Because we have a very potent immune system and we have all lived this long because we have a good immune system right there.
Okay. Are there any things like that? You know, you see people taking different treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And you are just a scientist and a logical person. I've always loved that about you. But you hear people doing things like drinking the sweat of a toad, or things. Okay, maybe. But they're trying
a concoction.
You know, some things like
alternative
that.
Alternative therapies, which we've
alternative
called.
Alternative therapies. What do you think of those?
Like I said, you know, there are a lot of things available. Even marijuana, by the way. So
yeah.
There are a lot of things available. There are a lot of undeclared things people go around talking, and everybody's trying to help in their own way, but there is no established evidence that they help. At least we don't have any proof of it. Anecdotally, it may help somebody, one person here, one person there, but without a concrete studies that prove it,
uh-huh.
It's very difficult to trust them for just anybody walking in your door, because you'll be trusting wrong information. You know?
So it may work for that one person, but and then everybody hears about that one person.
Exactly.
Are there treatments in Europe that we don't use in the United States because they haven't gone through the system?
Again, the same thing. They may have it, but usually the scientific research is shared by all.
Okay.
So it's not that Europe is doing a separate research and they're having some separate evidence which we are not privy to. It's not that. We know what it is there available. They may be more flexible using it at an early stage than we are, because our FDA is more strict about
right.
allowing treatments which are only which has gone to the rigors of mm-hmm. good research and results. So that's the difference. But we have all the results, all the reports available wherever people are doing any research. So it's not that. All of us share all those things together.
Okay.
I want to know, when we come back after the break, a little bit more about this new therapy that you're talking about, immunotherapy.
Yeah, immunotherapy is there, but not so much proven yet for the colon cancers.
Oh, for the colon cancer,
right.
But maybe for other kinds?
For other kinds, we have established role in melanoma, we have established role in renal cell, we have established role, and they are looking very closely at GI cancers also, especially upper GI like biliary, pancreatic, which have less resources we have in terms of treatments, and we don't do much survival-wise. We have dismal results, especially in pancreatic. I mean, you know, so they're looking at all those areas, but there's no established one yet. So we are eagerly waiting for something to come out on those.
And we are trying to keep our focus on the fact that we are talking about colon cancer. It's Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And
we are here with our expert.
Yeah. We're with Dr. Danuka. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Jam-packed with all your favorite firearms. Brands like Glock, Winchester, Remington, SIG, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and much, much more. So remember, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. Mm-hmm. And they could be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Morning light. Please don't go.
Good morning and welcome back. Currently 48 degrees. It's KCNR 1460 AM on your dial. And happy Thursday. And be careful. It's going to be like we have a wind advisory and all that good stuff. Hey, our guest this morning is Pramila Danuka.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. The only place in the world to get a haircut. The only place in the world where it's man's last stronghold. The only place in the world that's better known to give discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay, there may be others like that, but not barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Okay.
Hey, you know what? I went back in the back room at the break, and I forgot that I have these tickets I want to give away today. It's the Boat and RV Show that's happening this weekend. Yeah, it's during the wind and storm. Still hang out because you're going to see all kinds of great stuff. Four free tickets here, you guys, and that's happening for tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. So free admission. Give us a call at 605-4567, and we'll give you four tickets to get in to see the Boat Sports
and
RV Show.
That it's inside.
Some of it's inside, but I'm sure they're going to have RVs, and that's kind of fun
but
to go in and see.
If you're not going to melt, we're going there tomorrow, and then, so we're going to give some of these away. Okay. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, it is Cancer Awareness Month. This is our
colon cancer.
And here's the thing. I just beat this drum anytime I talk to people. Three types of cancers that are absolutely curable if caught early. Cervical.
That's right.
Breast. And colon. There you go. Look, the phones are still ringing. I think we have a, do we have a winner?
We have a winner.
We have a winner. I think we have a winner.
Well, screening is available for these three and works actually very well. The rest of them, we don't have such good screening measures.
Okay.
Two to go.
Oh, okay. We have two more to go. So call back. We have two more to go. The last caller just wanted two. So 605-4567, and you can get the last two tickets to the boat and RV show. And then from there, you go over to the gun show. And there, from the, over there, you know, I mean, there's all types of things
get
going on.
Get your colonoscopy.
Get your colonoscopy. Okay. In fact, no, get your colonoscopy in the morning and then head on over to the, there we go.
Well, we were talking about at the break, and I think it's really important because people reach for, you know, the buffet of treatments. And there is a buffet of treatments, but you need to go to, I think it's probably very important, would you not say, that as you're trying to approach your care, that you team up with a doctor, and then you go figure your battle plan together.
That's the right way to put it, Linda. Because you know the medical knowledge part of it, they can be of great help to you, and you can make a joint decision what you want to do. Most of the time, insurance plays an unseen hand in making your decision because they approve certain things and they don't. So that has to be kept in mind. But still, if you have an good person next to you helping you through this process, it becomes a lot easier.
I would imagine that's true on anything.
Yeah. Well, like, because you can plan, you know, you have to be rest assured that, you know, that you've got, like, that's your team. You're now, you're going to say, okay, here's in 2 months and 3 months and 4 months. And then, you know, it's usually how long, if you're going for something, it's usually, wouldn't it be about a year by the time you do your tests and your treatments to see where you went? I don't know. I'm asking because I don't know.
In colon cancer?
Yes.
Usually if they find, like, let's say somebody's found with a cancer and they are recommended to see an oncologist, which means it's usually in stage 3 or above. Very rarely high risk stage 2 would be there too. So then they are sending you there because they need additional treatments in terms of chemotherapy to be given. And for colon cancer, usually it's about 6 months you're looking at, give or take, few months of treatment.
Right. So you just kind of basically put your life on hold a little bit.
Right.
You know, I know this. I guess you don't think we can hear you doing.
But the.
I'm sorry.
But in stage 4, it's indefinite in the sense because we are already advanced and we are trying to prolong life as long as we can with the medication. So. Except stage 4, usually it's a limited time that you're spending on the chemotherapy side.
What's the difference between chemotherapy and radiation?
Chemotherapy is the your chemicals that you're giving through the veins into your body to fight the cancer.
Okay.
Radiation would be the radiation beams which are given from outside into your body at the site where the cancer is to kill the cancer.
Now, is that directed beam? So it would be like
a special
machine that goes
special
in there for so long and like this.
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
Are there things like pellets? Have I ever heard that? Is that true?
Those are there too for prostate. We do have those other localized where they put the radiation source inside your body so you get a higher concentrated in a small area. That can be done. Seeds, pellets, those kind of other things are available.
So you bring your expertise here. And you build Pace Cancer Center, and then you have to find your team of those people who can do the radiation.
Yes.
Do you do that in Pace Cancer Center?
No. We partner with Radiation Cancer Center, Reading Treatment, 21st Century Oncology. Basically, they are owners of that place. We partner with them for the radiation part.
Okay.
You know,
Reading and in Red Bluff, we have Dr. Thomas who does the radiation.
You know, we see these things. I'm not going to mention specific companies. I see this one company, though, that advertises all this on national TV and every you know, how they can, you know, oh, come here to get your cancer treated. We talked about this offline. And when you see things like this, you should have, there should be warning signs that go up all over. Is that correct?
There should, because if somebody's asking you cash for all this stuff, there is definite warning signs, right? This, all, cancer treatments are covered by your insurance completely. So if you have one or two insurance, you, it shouldn't be a problem to get yourself treated. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's asking cash, why? You know, that's
because
a red flag.
Yeah, because they're going to tell you, oh, these treatments are so so effective that cancer, you know, the insurance companies won't cover it or something like
but
that.
But that is counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Because if they're so effective, if they're so good, why won't the FDA cover it and why would the insurance cover companies cover it? They're not your enemies.
They're going to tell you, because there are doctors out there that will sell their souls, just like you don't have a right to check it out. But you should really look at it before you jump into this, when they just want cash.
Right.
There's reasons for that. So
because there's no responsibility attached to the what they're doing when they take cash from the patients or what the outcome is.
That's right. They can take your cash till it's empty, and then they're going, well, that's over. And then you end up in, as you said, you've seen these patients, they come
back.
That's
right.
And now, you know, they've been drained of their homes, everything they own.
And they come back and say, oh, help me.
Yeah.
As, you know, and Dr. Danuk is not, you can just, when we talk about it during the break, here's a woman that is a scientist and logical. Well, if you want to talk about somebody gets fired up about people taking advantage of other people's misfortunes.
That's
don't,
right.
Don't ever get her started on this one, because you're in danger. Danger, Will Robbins. You've been in the business for a long time. I shouldn't say long, because
how long
you're not
have
an
you been
old
I've
person.
I've been here. This is our 12th year in
here,
this town.
But you've been in
medicine, yes, long time while we were. I got my medical school in India, and then we moved here and got training for next another 10 years and been in the medicine and then now here.
So the and so you got into oncology and the study of cancer and the fighting of cancer, essentially. So have you seen just great strides? Have the strides in cancer fighting been what you expected? Have they been faster? Have they been kind of maybe slower? Or are you constantly, look at this.
Carl, I chose this profession because I'm a fighter from the core, right? This is the most fascinating, in my opinion, oncology is the most fascinating branch right now. Most exciting, because so much new things are coming up and keep coming up every day. In fact, for us oncologists, it's difficult to keep up with the advancement that keeps happening every day. So we focus on what we really can make a difference and try to, but there is a lot coming out. And I'm so happy that we have more options for our patients that we can benefit them from.
That's wonderful. That's the music to my ears.
Because you're a fighter. And if you weren't in oncology, I mean, because that's your whole thing, is you're fighting to keep your patient alive.
I know, being in this profession for this long, I know we are not able to cure everybody. I know we are there. But the small amount of successes we get keep us going to help, and what, regardless what they are taking care of, the last point that we can.
To the end. But hopefully that you can extend that end. And each day with a new...
They're coming up. We are trying using them and helping you.
I want to take a break early. And here's why. Because you asked a great question.
Right now we are looking at these markers, specific markers, PD-L1.
Okay, well, let's talk about that when we get back. We're going to take a quick break.
Thank you.
Right back with Dr. Pramila Dhamuka.
Okay.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here, a celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, It's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be-sold-out show, The Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. Want more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they could be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park's new exhibition, Design Zone, is now open and ready for action. Now through April 6th in the museum. Explore the concepts behind video games, drum machines, skate parks, roller coasters, and more. And learn how artists, designers, musicians, and innovators design the concepts behind these technologies. Design Zone is free for members or included in park admission, only at Turtle Bay.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
I tell you, it's a Pavlovian thing. All I have to do is play any track. It's like ringing the bell for the dog.
Yes, yes. Well, you know what? When somebody has their favorites, and you walk in and you know that they're playing a scene just from a movie, but it's been 10 years of the same thing, that's Carl. There are certain things I can walk in. It's, oh, I know one frame. It's Tombstone.
There are constants in the universe.
Yeah, I'll be your huckleberry. Yeah, I'll be your huckleberry.
And what did he really say?
You'd be a daisy if you
do. You always thought it was a huckleberry.
It's not. It's huckleberry.
Yeah.
Which people are totally messed up. But because he says, I'll be your huckleberry instead of huckleberry. Because a huckle is the hand grip on a coffin. And he says, I'll be your huckleberry, which means he'll carry your
I'll
coffin.
I'll be the bearer of your huckle on your coffin.
I'll be carrying. See, a lot of people don't know
ooh,
that.
Ooh, the insights.
Would you like me to give you the Latin for those times?
The
Latin between Doc Holliday and Johnny Ringo? Huh? No? Okay, I won't. Okay. We're here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka.
It's always fun to come here and laugh.
Yeah, we're just like this all the time. Of course.
I live with that.
Yes, you do. Welcome to Linda's world. We were talking about music the other day, too, that you can just hear the first part of a song and know exactly what the movie was. Mm-hmm. Exodus, A Magnificent Seven.
Okay. But were we watching Bridge Over River Quiet?
Opening bars of any James Bond film.
Oh, any James Bond film? Jaws?
Well, not every.
Jaws.
Yeah.
Okay. Jaws. And that's all you need to hear. Dudum.
Yeah. Okay. We were talking to my River Kwai and how we were watching a bit of that
the
last night.
The Colonel Boogie March.
Yeah. That's it. That's all you have to know. Okay, yes.
Now I can find that tune in 6 notes.
Yes.
Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, we're here and we're talking, of course, is a prominent oncologist right here in the world of Northern California, Pace Cancer Center. And this month, of course, there's a different cancer awareness every month, or almost every month, a colonoscopy. And guess what? It's free. But if you've got cancer in your family or previous, if you've got other members of your family that have colon cancer, you should get in there earlier.
That's right. There are risk factors. Let's go over those probably. This might be appropriate time.
Yeah.
So there are certain normal people we know, normal risk and high risk factors. So one of the, like Carl was saying, family history is one of the risk factors. If there are people in your family who have cancers before, so there's something called Bethesda scoring, basically three members in the same family, two consecutive generations, and one less than 45. So those are high-risk group. If any of these features apply to you, you fall in a high-risk group. And you need to have colonoscopy sooner in that situation than 50 years, basically 5 years sooner than the last colon cancer diagnosed.
Okay. So,
that's how they calculate.
So you do have high risk factor or higher risk factors.
Right.
And if you've had cancer before, like we have a friend that's had cervical cancer or something like that, should they be tested more because they were because
other
of the cancers cancer?
Also? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There is high risk for other cancers also. See, the way they divided it is basically history of extensive polyposis in the colon in other members or yourself before, that's a high risk. Non-polyposis also there, but there are certain specific mutations that are in the family which can cause other kinds of cancer as well.
Okay.
So the other cancers could be other type of GI cancers, genitourinary cancers, or even ovarian, breast, and endometrial cancers. So if any of those are there in the family, you know it is, then you tend to be on a high-risk scale, basically. And it's good to have a consultation with the doctor and be aware of it and have your screenings done regularly and periodically because there is a higher risk than normal population in that situation.
Lifestyle
changes, of course, like any other cancer, is very important in this cancer as well, especially what you're eating. In general, it is considered Western countries, developed countries, countries where a proportion of fat intake as compared to the roughage is higher, they have higher risk of colon cancer. So if we can add more roughage to our diet, that certainly would be a beneficial change that we can do to our lifestyle changes.
What kind of roughage are we talking about?
Vegetables, like low vegetables, low bran, fruits, because basically it's the fat content and high protein content that is kind of considered problem, because it produces a lot of amines that are later converted or used as a precursor. So those factors, those kind of diet changes would be helpful, making more roughage heavy diet. That, and it will help the transit also, transit through the bowels, because chronic inflammatory bowel disease also have some high risks of having colon cancers, like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's.
Okay.
So those are other things. Prevention-wise, in fact, they're coming up with, there is some data helping with the calcium intake and aspirin.
Aspirin.
Aspirin, calcium, and there's one more, the Celebrex. So that helps. There are some studies supporting it. That would help reduce the risk of colon cancer.
Really?
Aspirin. And so people that are taking like an 81 milligram for a heart, you know, to keep your arteries
right.
Like that, is that helping or is that...
Are you 81, about it's, in this colon one, the studies they did in... this was a retrospective study, meaning they collected data after effect. And in those ones, they were only 81, but they did some prospective studies going forward, giving patients 600 milligram of aspirin in patients who had familial polyposis. In those ones, they didn't find much effect. So, a little bit iffy in those particular genetic background ones, but in general population, they did seem to find it a benefit in even 81 milligram of aspirin.
Okay. Wow.
Though usually 325 one is recommended for colon as compared to the 81 for the cardiac.
How many milligrams?
325 milligrams.
Hmm. Just your standard Bayer aspirin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the Bayer one. But again, aspirin by itself, I always tell my patient, it's not risk-free by itself. So you have to be careful as a taking it as a preventive, because it there is risk of bleeding associated with it.
Hmm. Okay.
So not everybody should be taking it just because they want to prevent, but at least seek advice and consult with your doctors. If there are other factors going on which may cause problem, then you may not be the right candidate to take it.
So your lifestyle, your family history plays a lot.
It plays a big role.
And your being infected. How is it that if you get cancers, that you're your body doing it? So are you infected with it, or you what do you call that?
Actually, yesterday I was talking to one of my patients. It's very interesting way of looking at it. You know, there is more research coming nowadays that ultimately there is some kind of viral or bacterial intermediary that is happening before anything becomes cancerous. We are not there yet to confirm it for all cancers, but there is a lot of research going in that field, and all the scientists are trying to bend down to this is possible source of this virus doing this cancer. So cancer linkage with some viruses is a very new field right now too. So, but again, like I said, we are not there yet to prove in this, especially in colon cancer, that it is so right now.
So if your immune system breaks down, you have a low immune system, would that then be cause that you could be more susceptible to developing? Would it be developing cancer, or would it be catching cancer? But
developing cancer.
Yes.
See, cancer cells, important thing is cancer is not anything alien coming from space into our body. It is part of our body. Cancer cell is our own cell. Only thing is it has escaped the programmed death that we every single cell of our body is supposed to go through. So it's actually, if you look at it, it's a smarter cell of our body which is trying to become immortal in its own way. Right? So I was joking. I mean, I said, you know, if we could look at these cancer cells in a different way and use their knowledge that they have gained to become immortal, we could all be immortals. I mean, I'm not saying it's a good thing for humanity. Don't take me wrong there. But
because of the way they grow and the way that they protect themselves and all that.
Yeah, I mean, we are, as humans, not capable of dealing with immortality. That's my belief. We can't even deal with what powers we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that's why we have to move every 10 years, Linda and I, because you know, we don't age. And we okay, that's enough. Hey, we're here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. We've been talking about colon cancer awareness month. Again, colon cancer is one of those cancers that, if found early, can be totally cured. But all the other things that go along with it, lifestyle, your heredity, environment, all these things.
Come into play.
And
don't be afraid of the colonoscopy. It's a simple procedure. It's really nothing. It's the stuff you drink the day before. Big deal, okay?
I think it's the preparation that actually puts most of the people more off than the procedure itself.
Right.
Procedure, you don't even remember, you don't know, but it's probably
the preparation. You drink a glass of this and a shot of tequila. Pretty soon you don't care. But you do want to be closer to the bathroom. What it does is it will keep you alive.
That's right.
Is it worth, is an hour of your life and something uncomfortable to a drink? It's not going to hurt you. It's just uncomfortable.
It is.
Is it worth your life? That's what you have to ask yourself.
That's right.
So, okay, we're talking Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, Peace Cancer Center. What's the phone number down there? People have questions and all that.
530-247-1425.
247-1425. 1425. And, you know, all your insurance covers a lot of this stuff.
All cancer care is covered by your insurance. Yeah. So if you have insurance, it shouldn't be a problem. If you don't have insurance, state grants every cancer patient who is diagnosed as Medicaid at the minimum. So you're under Medicaid, you can be covered and treated completely. So don't hesitate. Don't be afraid.
If you don't have
seek help.
Just listen to what the doctor said, because you're going to be covered.
You'll be covered. Yes.
You'll be covered.
One way or the other.
Be treated.
That's great.
All right. Well, that's cool. All right. Dr. Dhanuka, thank you so much.
It's always an honor and a privilege.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here and meet you after a few months. We'll be back again.
Oh, I hope it's less than a few months.
Yeah, they make me laugh so much.
It's good for you. Okay, hey, tomorrow, Trish Clark and I will be here, hopefully, with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you for having me.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Stand my ground.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. The body of late Reverend Billy Graham has begun his final journey home.
In a steady Washington rain, a military honor guard carried the casket bearing the remains of the late Reverend Billy Graham down the marble steps of the east front of the Capitol and into an awaiting hearse to begin the trip back to his native North Carolina. Members of the North Carolina congressional delegation presenting Graham's family with